ABF Creative. ABF Creative.
Hello, my little ones. My name is Miss Jojo, and you're listening to African Folk Tales. Yay! Hop inside my magical jeep with me as we explore African lands where animals talk and people fly. Are you ready? Get in. Make sure your seatbelt is on. The only thing we want to let loose is your imagination. Let's set the destination for our next story. Here we go. Hang on. Today, our magic jeep takes us to the land where the first tomatoes grew. Make sure to listen closely for the bell. The bell will ring when I say the magic word of the story. Listen all the way to the end to discover if you guess the magic word right. Have fun! Many, many years ago, a terrible hurricane swept through the land. The winds and rain were like nothing anyone had ever seen before. A mother bird built her nest in a silk cotton tree. When the storm came, it snapped the branches right off, and the nest fell. As soon as it hit the ground, the eggs got smashed. The mother bird was very upset, so upset that she decided to pass her bad luck onto the tree. The tree was terribly sad when it found out it now had the mother bird's bad luck. It got straight to work making lots of silk cotton. The tree hoped to sell it for a magic spell that would make the bad luck go away. Then an elephant, not knowing what happened, came along. Seeing the tree, she grew curious and picked all the silk cotton with its trunk. The bad luck then got passed on to the poor elephant. She was very sad when she realized what happened. The elephant wandered into the desert, trying to figure out a way to get rid of the bad luck. But as hard as she tried to think of a plan, nothing came to mind. And so the elephant found a coconut tree and got herself a coconut to drink. She quickly fell asleep right after. As she napped, an explorer found her with the open coconut. This man thought he was very lucky to find such a yummy and refreshing drink in the middle of such a hot desert. So he snuck by and took the coconut from the sleeping elephant. Do you think the explorer got good luck after stealing the coconut? If you said no, you were right. Like the others before him, the explorer's luck turned bad. As the explorer walked away, he suddenly realized the elephant's bad luck had now passed on to him. The man was very upset and tried to think of ways to get rid of it. As he walked home, it quickly became dark. The man didn't see the tree stump in the middle of the road. He tripped, fell over it, and broke his leg. Now his bad luck got passed to the tree stump. Not knowing this, a group of ants came along next morning and ate the bark off the tree stump. After they finished their tasty breakfast, the stump told them that the bad luck was now theirs. The ants, being very smart, had a meeting to figure out a plan.
How do we get rid of the bad luck?
Asked one ant. We don't, said the leader ant. It is what it is. Let us focus on more important things. I say we buy some seeds and together we plant them for those who need it. The group of ants quickly got to work. Over time, they spent all their energy buying the very best seeds from the market. Together, they planted the seeds in the sunshine and made sure to water them for many weeks to come. A while later, a group of humans saw the tasty-looking plants growing across the anthills. Because they had not eaten in days, they were very hungry. The people approached the ants and asked if they could try the plants. "But of course," said the leader ant. "Please have as much as you need." And so the humans took the very first bite. To their surprise, the fruit they plucked was very tasty. They named it tomato and took it back to their village to cook for the other hungry families. After this good and unselfish deed, the cycle of bad luck was finally broken. The moral of the story is that while it's easy to focus on our own problems, sometimes they can be solved by helping others instead. Good deeds will always be rewarded, especially when we don't expect it. Did you hear the bell? Did you discover the magic word of the story? If you said refreshing, you are right. Refreshing is spelled R-E-F-R-E-S-H-I-N-G. When something is refreshing, it means it makes you feel much better. Think back to those hot summer days. A cold, refreshing glass of lemonade can make you feel much more energetic.
Thanks for taking this trip with me today. I can't wait for you to travel to the next story with me. African Folktales is produced by ABF Creative. To learn more about the show, go to abfc.co/folktales. If you loved this show, then tell someone you know. Our magical Jeep journeys are more fun when you can bring your friends along. Thanks for listening. Bye.